Have you ever passed by some place, some house, and see all these, what I call yard tchotchkes? They're all little animals or little plaster things or little creatures, and they load them up. The one thing that amazes me is these little yard nymphs. Now, why would somebody have a nymph in their yard when they could have an angel in their yard? And those who do have angels sometimes seem to put them alongside of all this other junk. Well, we have to understand that the angels have an extraordinarily important place in the plan of salvation. Did you know that you and I take the place in heaven of the fallen angels? That without their help, it would be almost impossible to make it through life without being inflicted terrible damage to our person or to our moral values. The angels are there. Each one of them, each one of us, have been given an angel to help us, to guide us. Totally contrary are the fallen angels. They don't help man. They seek to trip him up and destroy him. They seek to make stumbling blocks so that he falls and he loses courage and strength. We need a devotion to the angels. It's interesting because I walk a lot and I walk past houses and I look at all the things that they spend money on and they fill their yard with this. And I think if they only had an angel, if they only had a statue of the Blessed Mother, if they only had a Sacred Heart, even Tony, St. Anthony, or Frank, St. Francis. Every time I pass a house like that, I bless them. I bless the house, I bless the property, and I bless every single person inside that dwelling. Why wouldn't people want to be blessed? But we've got to do things to bring down the blessings of God. We can't expect to be blessed if we don't place ourselves in such a situation that we are able and ready and willing to receive the graces of God. We have to open ourselves up to this. We can't just expect to have grace. Why doesn't God give me this? Why doesn't God give me that? Well, why don't you ask Him? And why don't you open yourselves up? That's what we all have to do. Open ourselves up. That's the purpose of prayer. We pray so that we can open the soul to be receptive to the grace of God, to be receptive to His goodness, to His love, His kindness, His tenderness, His gifts. And we have to be ready and willing to accept the gifts that God wants to give us. Almost certainly it's easy to dictate what you need and what you want. And in our society, all you got to do is say something and boom, you got to have it. And we go after one thing after another, and it never makes us happy. We are never content. The angels are content. The saints are content. True Christians are content. If we have discontent in our lives, what are we going to do? We're going to fill our lives with junk. We're going to fill our lives with stuff. And you know why? Because we're trying to cover up that basic need that we have within us to have God inside of us. We put things around us and we have a false sense of security. Ah, these things are nice. These are my home. These things, they protect me. I even see people put junk in their yard as like talismans. And those things that protect them. Oh, this protects us, Father. Oh, yeah? I won't say that. But, you know, you got to remember that to be protected from something, you have to know what it is that you're being protected from. And I'm telling you something. If you don't think the devil exists, you're going to have to do a lot of soul searching. And you're going to have to open your eyes because look around you. You don't think that the devil is everywhere? The one thing he would love is to have all of us disbelieve that he exists. Nah, the devil. Ah, nah, the devil made me do it. Oh, they have all these stupid phrases to try to diminish the fact that there is evil and there is good in the world. And if you just look around, if we just see, open our eyes, we see evil and good everywhere. When we saw Pope John Paul II, we saw good. When we saw Mother Teresa, we saw good. When we saw figures like Hitler and Stalin and those people who hurt people and oppressed them, we were seeing evil at work. Nobody has a mind that able to perfect evil unless their mind is being influenced by evil itself, and that is hell. You know people, the world today, everybody knows someone who brings hell into their life because they're discontent. They're surrounding themselves with things, and nothing makes us happy. And I tell you this because it's true. None of us can be happy if we focus on the things of this earth. They will never, ever, ever make us happy. They will never make us content. They will never complete us. Nobody can complete us. No thing can complete us. The only one who can complete us is God. And He has come to this earth to be one of us, to take our humanity upon Himself for what? So that you and I could love Him. He came to return to the Father the love that you and I withheld from Him. And then He showed us how to do it. He showed us how to return love. Well, we've got to start loving the right things. We can't fix our love and our attention on tchotchkes. Can they get you to heaven? Can they save you? Can they fill you? Can they make you a better person? No, they can't. No matter how much you think they do. Not your car. I don't care. You can drive the best looking car in the world, and if you're a goof, you're always going to be a goof in a nice car. If we love, we become like Christ. And if we become like Christ, we can really change the world. But you and I have to make that commitment. We have to stop falling in love with the junk of the world, and we have to love Christ for who He is. We have to look to Christ crucified so that we know what love really is and what it costs. Because we've already seen that in the resurrection, we know the victory of that cross. And now we have to live that passion. But we have to live it with conscience clear. We have to look around us and see the beauty of God in things. Not in themselves being good, but because they are from God. That God gave them to us. This is why we have things. So we don't want to just surround ourselves with junk. We want to surround ourselves with heaven. Take all the stuff out of the yard and put a statue of the Blessed Mother in there. Put an angel in there. Put a Sacred Heart in there. Pick a saint. Just get rid of the junk. Because it takes so much room in the soul when we fall in love with things. Fall in love with what can fill the soul and make it even greater and bigger and more wonderful and more perfect and more loving and more gentle, more divine.